Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you an awesome template for a letter to the universe to remove any blocks that could be getting in your way. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, everyone. So I wanted to share this template with you. I did make a YouTube video about this maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, and I meant to put it here on the podcast for those of you who are not watching the YouTube channel. And I don't know, it must have completely slipped my mind, and I feel it's a really good template. I want to put it out there for you. So again, like I said in the intro, getting your law of attraction techniques, let me start that way. Getting your law of attraction techniques to work, in many, many cases, it's not about doing the technique more. It's not about finding newer and newer and newer techniques. I mean, it's always good when you hear about a new technique to check it out. There's nothing wrong with that. And try it and see how it makes you feel. That's fine. But what I'm saying is that when you're feeling kind of stuck in a certain area, a lot of times it's not really about the technique not being right or not being good enough, or the fact that you have to find five more techniques or you have to double up on the techniques. Many times, most of the time, I would say, it's about a block. It's not about something we have to add, like a new technique. It's more about something that we have to take away, something that we have to remove from our thinking, from the way that we are, from our vibration. Let me just put it at that. So the purpose of this letter, this template, is specifically for that. So if you're having a particular area, maybe you're, you know, been working on manifesting more financial abundance, you've been working on manifesting more love in your life, you've been working on manifesting, you know, a new job, a promotion, feelings of success. And keep in mind, as I always say, that the tools that I offer here on the podcast and on the YouTube channel are more about manifesting feelings as opposed to specific objects or specific outcomes. And why is that? Well, because think about it, and I say this so many times, anything that you want out there in the environment, really what it is that you're wanting is not the thing, it's the emotional experience of getting that thing, right? All those objects that we want, it's what we'll feel when we get it. That's what we're after, is the emotional experience. It just comes in different forms and different physical objects. So it's very, very important in when you're using your techniques to focus on manifesting feelings, because feelings are what attract the new things in the environment. Remember that the external reality is just a mirror of your consciousness, of your vibration. So by manifesting new feelings, the feelings are what is going to attract those new things in your environment. Many people think, possibly, that the techniques are what attract the thing. It's not. The techniques do not attract those things out there. The techniques are meant to change how you feel and how you think. And it's those changes within that turn the external reality into what you're after. So the purpose of this letter specifically is to help us go within and remove whatever may be blocking. Usually, it's an old subconscious belief. It's a habitual thinking, feeling pattern, which I talk so much about here and on the YouTube channel. It's usually one of those things that we just have to kind of get it out of the way. And I find that using a letter like this. To me, a letter is, it's like a cross between affirmation, scripting, and a prayer. And prayer can be very powerful. As a matter of fact, I very recently, as many of you know who've been listening for a little while, I've been working on a little book of meditations. And I recently wrote one of these specifically about prayer. And I wanted to share it with you because I really like how it came out. And it basically goes like this. Prayer can be a powerful thing. Although ultimately we are this whole universe, and we are the ones from universal consciousness perspective that ultimately block or allow things to come true. Prayer, however, can be an amazing way to communicate with Source within. Faith plays a huge role in prayer. Those who can believe with 100% certainty that their prayer will be answered will be able to, quote, move mountains, end quote, as the saying goes. Also, the prayer must be filled with sincerity and full attention, that is, mindfulness. The combination of sincerity, full attention, and 100% faith will shock you in its effectiveness. So, that is just saying that although, yes, you know, we're not necessarily praying to some thing outside of us. Please, 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 please get this for me. I really want this to manifest. We are talking to the deepest part of ourselves, okay, which is within. And that's why I really like these letters to the universe because, like I said, they're combining this aspect of prayer with affirmations and with scripting. And I think you can get a really powerful effect if the faith, the attention, the mindfulness, and the sincerity are there. So I'm going to read this template to you. You can also find this, by the way, on the YouTube channel if you want it in print. I'm going to tell you the exact title of the video. You can just search for Dreams Warp, two separate words. And the title of the video is Writing a Letter to the Universe, - Remove Blocks to Abundance. That's the title, the exact title. If you want to see this letter in, like I said, in print, you can find it there in the description. I pinned it to the top comment. But I'm going to read it here to you, and I'll read it slowly. So hopefully you can jot down most of it. Of course, you can always pause the podcast and back it up and listen to it again. So it goes like this. So it's, Dear Universe, thank you for my desire to experience more abundance in my life. I understand and fully believe that you are pure abundance and that everything I could ever want is available to me now. I understand that it is only my blocks that keep abundance from reaching me. I ask now for all blocks to dissolve. I intend now for all blocks to dissolve. I understand the nature of this universe is abundance. I understand this universe is a reflection of my consciousness. Therefore, my nature is pure abundance. I accept that now. I believe that now. I allow that now. I am excited to see the surprising ways abundance will appear in my life. I am so grateful for the abundance available to me right now. I am grateful for the abundance of life available to me right now. And I end it with love and gratitude and your name. Now, I need to highlight some things here that are very important to keep in mind. So stay with me. I'm just going to pause for a quick second for a word from a sponsor, but I want to cover a couple things. I'll be right back. All right, thanks for your patience. So first thing to hit on here is you notice that there's two sentences in here that I really want you to pay attention to. And the first one read, I ask now for all blocks to dissolve. And immediately following that one is, I intend now for all blocks to dissolve. So notice right there that we are, and you could, the reason I'm pointing this out, okay, is because you can use this when you are looking to really work on manifesting anything, is that you, those two sentences very clearly express a shift from asking, from desire, to intention. Remember that that's a very, very important step to make. Many people, I believe, get stuck in that desire phase where they just ask, please, 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 I want this so bad. I'm going to do all the techniques. I'm going to do everything. I just need this. I really, really want this. And what's happening when we stay in that vibration is that, as I always say, subconsciously we are affirming that what it is that we want is not here. And by the way, as a side effect, we're also affirming that we don't have the power to bring it ourselves. We keep asking for something outside of us to do it. So those two lines again, I ask now for all blocks to dissolve. I intend now for all blocks to dissolve. We are stating that we intend. We are not just asking. Now, the next thing I want to point out is these three sentences that I read that read go like this. I accept that now. I believe that now. I allow that now. I'm going to suggest that you read each of those three times. So just as you read the letter, I recommend reading this, you know, once, twice a day. When you get to those three lines, which are right about in the middle of the whole of the letter, I accept that now. I accept that now. I accept that now. I believe that now. I believe that now. I believe that now. And I allow that now. I allow that now. I allow that now. So a couple things that I did there with the letter that I feel were important to tell you about. And what I really like is when you get closer to or into the second half of the letter, there's a sentence that reads, I am excited to see the surprising ways abundance will appear in my life. That's such a nice vibration to me right there, that statement, what it expresses. It's because it's suggesting that you are open, that you are not only open, that you are excited, that you are energetically ready to see. And again, it can be very surprising ways in which the universe can bring you your desires. Remember, and this goes back to what I was saying a little bit ago, is that when you're working on manifesting feelings, okay, what's so great about taking that approach is that when you are simply working in this particular case of this letter, I'm focusing it on abundance, but you could really focus it on anything. But just to use this one as a concrete example, when you're focused on manifesting the feeling of abundance, think of the infinite number of ways that the universe can bring you objects or outcomes that align with the feeling of abundance, right? Whereas if you take the approach of, I want $1 million, which I talk so often about that. I want $1 million. I want to win the lottery and I want $1 million. Then what you're doing by getting so fixated on that one particular form, that one particular object or outcome, is you're telling the universe, I want to experience abundance, but I only want it to come through this one form. And then what are you doing is you're automatically putting up blocks to the billion other forms of abundance that the universe could bring you if you're only focusing on manifesting the feeling of abundance. So remember that forms, specific outcomes, those are more related to our thinking mind. The thinking mind, the thoughts, the concepts, the forms, that's all more, a little more, I'm trying to think of the right word, it's more ego-based, more manifested universe-based, more externally based. Whereas if you're focusing on feelings, on the connection to source, then what you're really saying is, this is what I intend, and I leave it open to source to manifest the best possible things out there to align with this feeling that I want to experience. So just something to think about. Doesn't mean you can't go after specific things or outcomes or objects. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that be careful is what I'm saying. Be careful that you're not blocking other things that the universe may be trying to give you, okay? Now, some people have asked me, well, how do I manifest the feeling of abundance without thinking or visualizing like winning the lottery or something? That isn't that an object? And my answer to that is this, and this really applies a lot to when you are looking to experience or manifest a relationship. You may have a relationship you're after with a specific person, right? So you say, well, and I say, oh, well, why don't you just focus on manifesting feelings of being in love, of self-love, of romance, of intimacy? And they say, well, how do I manifest that feeling if I don't focus on another person? So here is what you do with that. It's perfectly fine if you're visualizing to go ahead and use that specific object outcome externally if it helps you generate that feeling. But the primary thing is still manifesting the feeling. So you can go ahead and in your visualization and use the lottery win as a symbol of that feeling that you want to experience. But keep in mind, within, affirm to yourself that you're open to any form that reflects that feeling of abundance. I hope that's clear. I hope that makes sense. As usual, you can always go on to the YouTube channel, find any one of my videos, post a comment, say, hey, I just heard your podcast. This wasn't clear. I have a question about this, or I have a concern about that. I'm very quick to respond to comments. Within a day or two, you will hear back from me. I really want to thank you for listening today. I hope you find this template for this letter to be helpful. And stay tuned. Saturday, we're bringing you another IQ series that is inspirational quotes. Also, in the description of all my YouTube videos, make sure you check them out, because there's a link there to a free subliminal for you, 100% free. You should go get that right away. There's also links there to my Instagram, my Twitter, where I do post 1 minute motivational videos a couple times a week. And you'll find a link if you want to book some one-on-one time with me to ask questions or do full-on coaching. Again, thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.